One. It's time for the Rundown with Rob Sanders.
Well, we're waiting.
Welcome into the Rundown on Fox Sports Radio 1400 around the world on the iHeartRadio app. My name is Rob Sanders. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. Today, we are always, of course, fueled by our ADD meds, our love of absolutely great sports, our love of absolutely great sports talk radio, and ZOA energy drinks. Yep, drink my ZOA every day. I want to be built like The Rock, but I don't know if I can work out enough to get that far. But the ZOA does keep me from crashing in the middle of the day, so there you go with that. I'm going to tweet at them from my Twitter handle, at Rob Sounds Good, that they should be sponsoring this show, especially as much as I spend on their drinks every day. Anyway, we have a lot of good things we're going to talk about today, including who should be the first CFB commissioner. Now, this is a topic I put out on Twitter, and there were a lot of different answers that were out there. We'll get into that momentarily, but I hold in my hand, you know what? We can have a commissioner all we want, but we have to have a set of rules. A set of rules to begin with. These rules have to be followed by the commissioner. I'm holding them in my hand now. They are the seven. I'm calling them the Rob Seven. There you go. So with that, I'm going to give you my seven things we've got to do and implement in college football to make it work, okay? To start, the transfer portal. Here's what's going to happen with that. You can transfer one time unless your coach leaves the program. It's not fair for a kid to go to a college and commit to a coach and all of a sudden that coach says, you know what, I'm going somewhere else. That's not right. You should be able to transfer once if, you know, the grass isn't as green as you thought it was. You can transfer once with no penalty unless your coach leaves the program, and then you can go and move on then too. Now, here's the thing. After you transfer, that's it. You're stuck. Congratulations. Maybe it's just me, but I look at it from this perspective. At 18 years old, you can vote. You can sign up for hundreds of thousands of dollars in student loans if you don't have the athletic capability that a lot of these young men have. You can sign up for the military and go fight for your country and possibly die for your country. The only thing you can't do is have a beer, because there are pastors and preachers and reverends and everything else that are like, oh no, we can't have beer. Can't have beer. That will ruin society. Yeah, that's one of the stupid things on our planet. But if you can deal with voting and going to war and signing college loans and all of that, then you should be able to be thought of to have enough common sense to say, you know what, you can transfer once. Thank you for that. NIL deals cannot be used in recruiting, okay? If someone comes to you with that, then and you take it, then you're cheating just like they are. You can make money off of your likeness once you are an enrolled student at the school. Okay, so once you are on the registrar has you as an official student at said university, then you can start making money on your likeness. Now, this is where it's going to get interesting. NIL money is 50-50. What I mean by that is half of it goes to the player and half of it goes to a trust. You get the other half once you finish your degree. If you do not finish your degree 20 years after you leave the program, the money is then donated to the athletics budget in your name. We're going to encourage folks to finish their degree. We're going to bring back the student athlete. It's going to be epic. You're going to have to go to history class. And by the way, that's another portion of it too. We're not going to have any degrees with underwater basket weaving. We're not going to have that anymore. You are going to be a student athlete. You're going to collect all this money. You're going to be a student athlete. Oh, and by the way, here's the other thing too. If you make more than $200,000 in NIL money, you pay your own tuition. Welcome to the real world, folks. That's the way that it works. You're going to pay your own tuition. Sorry if that hurts your feelings, but that's the way that it should be. Coaches cannot talk to the NIL collectives, period. Cannot happen. That means you cannot talk to any of them. I know the collectives can exist from there, and I'd rather them not exist. In a vacuum, they wouldn't exist. But they're going to be there regardless. But coaches cannot talk to those collectives. Coaches cannot tell them, hey, we want this this program or this guy coming to the program. Can't have any of that. You cannot use NIL as a recruiting tool. We will have conferences broken down by region. Okay? What does that mean? That means that West Virginia is not going to be in the Big 12. And every road trip is 1,000 miles. We're not doing that. It's going to be broken down by region. 4 super conferences, 20 teams per conference. 80 teams, that's it. They'll be broken down. You could still use the Big 10, the Big 12, et cetera, the SEC, the ACC, whatever. I don't care what you call the conference. But we're going to have 4 super conferences. We can call them A, B, C, and D. I don't care. Get some creative folks in a room. Figure that out on your own. But 20 teams per conference. Your scheduling is going to be broken down this way. Now, we're going to do this because of the SEC dum-dums. And I'm putting, and that's just the way that it is. The ones that are like, it beats our bodies up so bad to have to play Mizzou and Vanderbilt every year. Yeah. That we got to get rid of that. How do we get rid of that? You play 10 conference games on a schedule with 4 permanent opponents. So we take South Carolina, for example. If they're in the Southern Conference, Southeastern Conference, Southern Region, whatever it is you want to call it, their 4 teams would be theoretically Clemson, North Carolina, Georgia, Florida. Let's just throw those 4 out there. Okay? The other 6 would rotate. Now, why are we doing 10 games? Because athletic directors are stupid. Yep, I said that too. They will put together deals where it's like, oh yeah, we'll schedule a game where Vanderbilt will go to Hawaii. How does that end up happening? We're trying to have the 80 best programs in the country in these conferences. We're not trying to network and to help out programs that aren't going to be doing what's in the best interest of the 80 that are here. Okay? Now, we are going to give the athletic directors a little bit. What I mean by that is that they'll have 2 games they can schedule. One of those games has to be against a team from those Power 4 conferences. And the other one can be a team that is at a lower level as long as they are within 150 miles of your university, which is how we're going to fund programs like the Citadel, SC State, etc. So all of that's in the mix. Cheating will be dealt with quickly. What I mean by quickly is within 30 days. If we say we're coming to investigate your program, in 30 days, we will have our investigation complete. The investigation program will be funded by the 80 schools that are in the conference. We want everyone to be on a same level. If we have incidents like Tennessee, where they're stuffing money into McDonald's bags, or North Carolina, where their academic cheating scandal is off the charts, then you will have stiff penalties. By the way, also to get into this conference, you're going to sign something saying you're not suing the conference. You want to compete for a national title? Guess what? You don't get to bring your lawyers. They can go sit the hell at home. That's how we fix all of this, by the way. You don't get to sue the conference. You put yourself in this. You agree to these rules, and it's none of this nonsense where we have, oh, well, we have Tennessee issues. We have North Carolina issues. Here's how we fix that. Stiff penalties, and I'm talking about penalties that will hamper a program to the point where they're like, you know what? I am not going to do that again. Sort of like my grandpa when I was a kid. I worked at on a tobacco field, and he found out that I was smoking cigarettes. So he took and got me a piece of tobacco, rolled it up in newspaper, and made me smoke the entire thing. I have not touched a cigarette since. Why? Because it was absolutely awful, and I thought I was going to die. So what we're going to do is we're going to have the following stiff penalties. If it's on the level of what happened with North Carolina and what happened with Tennessee, all right, you will have a 25 scholarship reduction, an entire class gone, period. You can bring in guys that are walk-ons, but they cannot get one NIL dollar. They cannot do anything as far as scholarships, period. They're there to play football for the absolute love of the game. Every coach that is on your staff will be fired, gone. We won't have any more Bruce Pearls. We won't have any more of the nonsense of Jeremy Pruitt. Those coaches will be blackballed. They cannot coach in our conference anymore. Gone, period. Also, we're going to hold the athletic directors responsible too. No, we're not going to fire them because there's a chance that they may not completely know what's going on. Sort of like the whole Cam Newton thing where my dad got money, but I didn't. Okay, that's fine, though. It's under your watch. So here's what we're going to do to you. To make sure that you police your coaches effectively, we are going to set it up where at your stadium, you can only sell half the stadium out for four seasons. So if you have 80,000 seats in your stadium, you can only sell 40. Sorry, don't cheat. There will be no appeals either. We're done with that too. Oh, we're going to appeal and then we're waiting. No, no, no. 30 days after we're done investigating, that's it. You don't get an opportunity to come in and appeal because that slows things down. I don't want to hear it. It's nonsense. In addition to that, I mentioned only half your stadium can be filled. You also will have a 3-year TV ban. Can't be on TV either. I'm going to sanction you to the Stone Age. You will not cheat in this conference. Now, how am I going to enforce that? I'm going to go get Jim Grobe. Remember from Wake Forest? It's like he's like the straightest guy that you'll ever get. But then I'm going to go and get a bunch of guys that have cheated. Rick Pitino, John Calipari, guys like that. I'm going to put them in a box, and I'm going to siphon their brains about ways that they cheated. We're going to have Jim Grobe there, and he's going to know how these folks did it. And with that, we're going to have a force of people that are going to do nothing but police these cheaters out of college football. But the penalties have to be stiff. Stiff. None of this, oh, well, this, nope. All your coaches are fired. Gone. Can't coach here anymore. Sorry. And you lose 1 year of recruiting, period. 25 scholarships gone. All right, so once we have all of that, we're going to have, at the end of the year, the four best teams from each conference will compete against each other for the right to play in the college football playoff. We'll have the best team from each conference squaring off against each other. We'll wrap up. Probably January 15th will be National Championship Day. There you go with that. Edwin with a good comment here. Let them sell out the stadium but pay half the ticket concession receipts to the conference. No, sir. I don't want their stadium with a big game atmosphere. They don't get that anymore. They absolutely do not get that anymore. I understand where you're coming from, Edwin. That makes a lot of sense. makes a lot of sense. But they don't get to do that. Not anymore. All right, there's my seven. Now we're going to talk about, with that, who's going to be the commissioner. We got to think about that for a little bit, because you're going to have somebody that can walk in and gain the respect of the room immediately. There's only maybe five or six people that could possibly do that. Edwin says it sucks for the fans, but you know what? Hey, buddy, the fan base, a lot of them, boosters and everything else, get to determine who the coach is anyway. We're going to fix all of that. You'll want a clean program as a fan, too. More of the Rundown when we come back. We'll talk about who should be the commissioner. This is Fox Sports Radio 1400. Welcome back to the Rundown on Fox Sports Radio 1400. Around the world on the iHeartRadio app. All right, we talked about the things I think that we should do to fix college football. There you go. That's got to happen, too. Papa B says he's still dumbfounded. Nobody thought it was strange. Saban broke the SEC bylaws with his speech at the SEC replay headquarters in Birmingham. Yeah, I mean, there's that, too. Officials, by the way, they're going to be monitored. If you screw up, we're going to send you to training. If you continue to screw up, you're just not going to be an official anymore. And we're going to pay you more money, too, by the way. A lot of these guys, they don't make a whole lot of money. We're going to fix that, too. 803-978-1832. Now we get to the point with the commissioner. And Edwin made a comment, a female commissioner would shake things up. Oh, but Edwin, look at you. If we're going to have a female commissioner, I don't have a problem with that. I think that women can do just about anything that men can do for the most part. And I think if you've got a brilliant mind and you care about the game, why not? Like, Becky Hammon should be coaching somewhere, by the way. She's better than half these retreads the NBA throws out there. But anyway, so my female that I'm going to bring into the mix is Condoleezza Rice. Why not? Was the Secretary of State from 2005 to 2009. And why not Condoleezza Rice? She was already, I think she's been a part of the playoff committee. She was also in the, with the basketball stuff where they're trying to figure out how to fix basketball. Yeah. Condoleezza Rice would be interesting. Let's go out to the phones, 803-978-1832. Welcome into the Rundown. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Rundown. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Rundown.
Hey, it's Big Barney Ross. Can you hear me?
Yeah, buddy. Go ahead.
I've been putting these baskets together underwater. I didn't know if you could hear me. If you want to prepare these kids for real life, may the best cheater win. The more restrictions you put on something, the worse it's going to be. The war on drugs, how'd that work out? You know, everything we've ever attempted to do, it just turns out to be, you know, a more of a tragedy than it is.
More of a tragedy than what?
But it never works out.
Okay.
You know, NIL transfer portal has built Kentucky, really. But if you really want to, I mean, it's going to fix this, actually. Nobody's going to adhere to it. The law is going to come out of the new scheme, the rules put in. Let's stay with all the rules. Let's prepare these kids for the real world. You know, politicians, let them follow the same rules they do. You know, may the bet cheaters win. You know, Janet Reno.
I understand your sentiment, but I'm trying to make things better, sir. I'm trying to be a shining light here. I'm trying to make the world a little bit of a better place and not where cheaters win all the time.
Well, that's what it should be, because God has for the storm. But think about what I'm saying. The more rules and regulations you put on something, the more they're just going to beat Barney Ross. If you think about it.
All right,
I'm out of here.
Appreciate it. All right, thank you, Big Barney Ross. Look, I'm in the camp of he may be right on some of that, but I also think that if you don't have direction, you end up where we are right now with the NIL and everyone losing their mind. So, Big Barney Ross is correct, though. Sometimes when you have a lot of rules, things can get silly. I kind of agree on that. Anyway, my folks that I had in my mix that I think would make a lot of sense, I think Condoleezza Rice would be interesting. I also like, I mentioned Steve Spurrier yesterday, but Uncle Lou basically said, yeah, he's old and senile. Yeah, I can understand that. Mack Brown is an active head coach right now. Mack Brown, I think, is older than Spurrier, if I remember correctly. But on that front, I think that they care about college football. So those three would be in the mix. Lots of folks like Nick Saban. Step down from Alabama, and then, hey, guess what? Now you're going to be the guy that is the gatekeeper for college football. I could halfway see that, too. And, of course, there are other names that were thrown out there. I'm going to look up the rest of them up, but there were – I put the question out on Twitter earlier, at Rob Sounds Good, and some of these names made a lot of sense, and some of them not so much. Someone said Urban Meyer should be there. Ugh, really? I'm not feeling that at all. Not feeling that at all. All right, 803-978-1832, 803-978-1832. JetMex says no on Saban, he's a fraud. Brandon says Mack Brown isn't older than Spurrier. Spurrier's 77. I mean, I would believe Brandon on that. Mayhem Matthew says Greg Sankey. Yep, I think that would be an interesting pick too because he's already ran a conference. And he's savage enough that everything's going to go his way, period. You're going to have to go that way. Let's go out to the phones. Welcome into the Rundown. Good afternoon.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how are you?
Good. I still think it's less important who it is and just more important that we have someone. And then just don't give them a 20-year contract. Let it be year to year. If they screw up, put somebody else in. Somebody's going to have a problem with whoever you name. 90% of the people walking the earth hate Roger Goodell. The NFL runs like a well-oiled machine.
It's true. I think it's more about the rules, too, for the actual schools that are there. And everyone has to agree to the rules, too. I think that's a big part of it as well.
Well, it'll be a vote. Like, the NFL owners vote and approve up or down. And it'll be the same way, I guess, with conference commissioners or school presidents or whatever. The other thing is, everybody hates rules and regulations until there's no rules and no regulations. We've spent the last 6 months crying about NIL. Why? No rules. No regulations. You know, look, we have clean – the reason we have clean drinking water isn't because factories choose not to pollute the water. Have a great day.
Appreciate it. All right, there you go. Yeah, Uncle Lou makes some sense there. And I agree that we need something. I think that's kind of the big thing there too. Some of the other names in the mix, Barry Alvarez. Okay, I can go with that. The comrade says Will Muschamp. Comrade is dumb. Brandon says Donald Trump Jr. At @urara_Wisconsin online says Troy Vincent. Okay, I can get into that too. Yeah, there's lots of different ideas, and what the caller said is correct too. They people are going to get upset with who it is, and he's right about Roger Goodell. Look, the NFL, they make money regardless. Remember back, what was it, 5 years ago, and there were people talking about, oh, I'm still not going to watch the NFL. I'm not going to watch the NFL at all. The whole stuff with Colin Kaepernick, and I'm not trying to get into that on the program today. People can feel however they want to feel about that. But there were people that were saying point blank, I will not watch the NFL. I do not care about the NFL. And then the NFL's numbers last year were better than the last year Kaepernick played. It's not like people are going to It's not like the ratings folks are going to lie about that. They'd love to hammer the NFL, I'm sure. But no, that's not the way it is. And by the way, those same people that were like, I'll never watch the NFL, they sure as hell were calling this program talking about, look at how many players were drafted out of the SEC. You know how I found that out? I was watching some NFL programming. You hypocrites, because that's what you are. Now, I know there are going to be people that will say, I still haven't watched the NFL. I'm sorry. The numbers show that you're a liar. Sorry. Sorry if that hurts feelings, but that's just the way that it is. People are going to watch football, period. Period. JetMex says a lot of those people did stop watching, but you know what? They came back. The numbers came back. It's just the way that it is. Can't argue with math. Math is undefeated. All right, more of the rundown. We come back. Who do you think should be the commissioner for college football? And what rules do you think we should have? I gave out my seven earlier. We'll get into that and a lot more in a moment. This is the Rundown on Fox Sports Radio 1400. Back to the Rundown on Fox Sports Radio 1400 around the world on the iHeartRadio app. I'm Rob Sanders. Thanks for joining us here on the program. A couple of notes here before we'll talk about the who you want as the commissioner, and did you like my seven rules, and what else should we add? The SEC tournament is going on right now for baseball. South Carolina was scheduled to play at 2 o'clock today, but rain has been pounding the Hoover area down there. Currently, the 11th seed Alabama has a 5-1 lead over the 6th seed Georgia Bulldogs in the first of the single elimination games today. That game is in the top of the 7th inning on the SEC Network, with Alabama leading 5-1. It looks like South Carolina theoretically is going to start their game as the 10 seed with the Florida Gators. That game is first pitch there, supposed to be at 4:30 today, followed by Ole Miss and Vanderbilt tonight, and then at 10:30 tonight, Kentucky and Auburn, the 12-5 matchup. Daddy-O says, you're telling us sports aren't politicized now. I'm saying that they shouldn't be, sir. Sports used to be the greatest thing ever. You could sit next to a Republican, Democrat, Independent, it didn't matter who it was. You could all get together and like your team, or you could hate that guy's team and think, you know, negative things about him from there. We used to not care how people voted. We all used to be able to talk together and have conversations. Now our country is screwed up because everyone thinks about, oh, well, I have to bottle you up and put you into this box because I think that you have to be there. Because it's a level of stupidity because people can't put it together and think about people from a perspective unless, oh, well, that guy leans to the left or that guy leans to the right. It's stupid. It's absolutely stupid. And as a society, we've gotten a lot more stupid lately. We judge people by how they vote instead about how they act. It's absolutely insane. And here's the other thing, too. Americans are so dumb with a lot of things. You could sit here and you could tell me, you could probably tell me everything I need to know about who's the president. You probably couldn't tell me who runs your school board. When you go in and you vote for that, you probably don't even know who that is because those are races that are not determined by party. You don't even know who runs your school board. But yeah, you're going to go out there and lose your mind over who the president is. You don't know who your treasurer is in the state. But anyway, the reality is that sports aren't, they shouldn't be politicized. They really shouldn't. Shouldn't be that way. Papa B says he's watching the games in Hoover and he hears an emergency siren, ambulance, fire truck every 10 minutes. Woof. We'll see how that works out. I mean, I can't remember the last time that we had an SEC baseball tournament where they didn't have some sort of weather delay. Seriously, It's like death and taxes. You know, death taxes, and we're going to have a rain delay in the SEC tournament. I'm not knocking it. You can't help how the weather is, but that's just, you should know. That's, South Carolina was scheduled to play at 2 o'clock today. Now it's looking like 4:30, and that puts them, 2.5 hours behind? That's going to be a mess. By the way, I love the people that are going to be complaining tomorrow. Those Kentucky and Auburn folks, there's going to be about 4 fans in the stands. They're all going to be just completely upset. We were playing at 10:30. Yeah, that's unless we get another sprinkle over here. All right, 803-978-1832. 803-978-1832. That's the number to dial if you'd like to join us here on the Rundown this afternoon. Who should be the commissioner of college football? If you want to get into that, we can get into that. We can also talk about things we want to fix college football. Because, look, it's the greatest. You know, we have this whole society where everything's reality TV. The best reality TV show ever is college football. It's completely new, completely different characters pretty much every single season. Yes, I know the coaches are still there, but in reality, you've got new guys that are out there. Look at the Georgia Bulldog team last year. They go into that season with, we knew they were going to have a great defense, but were they going to have the capability at quarterback to get the job done? They had playmakers everywhere. JT Daniels trots out there for that first matchup with Clemson. That guy, he's now burning couches in West Virginia. And a guy looks like Where's Waldo's now their quarterback. And he's the guy that ended up breaking that 40-year streak for them. You couldn't write a story like that. You really couldn't. You really, really couldn't. That's why college football is the best story, best game on earth. It really is. Now, it's starting to slip away a little bit, and we've got to reel it in and get some folks that have some common sense to fix it. Because if not, it's going to go away. A lot of it's going to be gone. Daddy-O says, sports should be a getaway from the sausage Washington churns out. It used to be anyway. I agree with you. I don't care how you voted. It doesn't bother me. I'm going to vote the way that I feel. You vote the way that you feel. We'll see how it all comes up. Just the way that it should be. But we can have different teams and compete with each other on that front. That should be what's there. That is the number to dial if you'd like to join us here on the Rundown this afternoon on Fox Sports Radio 1400. By the way, we're brought to you by Mazda of Columbia, MazdaofColumbia.com. My buddy Greg Hood, what's good under the hood? Go and get yourself a car. Yeah, right now, if you need a new car, go to Mazda of Columbia. They've got CX-5s. He's got some Miatas down there, I think. In addition to, right now, we're still dealing with chips not coming over from Shanghai, etc. But I drove past there yesterday, and because it's right up the street here from me on Greystone. Greg knows that I want another Jeep Wrangler, and he's got 3 of them on the lot. I've seen a yellow one, a black one, and a red one. He's got like 3 of them sitting up there just begging me to come buy a new Jeep. Killing me. Anyway. Go and support Greg Hood. Download the Mazda of Columbia podcast. He supports the show and believes in what we're doing here. Go and check him out. Greg Hood, MazdaofColumbia.com. More of the Rundown when we come back. This is Fox Sports Radio 1400. Welcome back to the Rundown on Fox Sports Radio 1400. Around the world on the iHeartRadio app. My name is Rob Sanders. By the way, one quick thing about the Clemson baseball team. They had the player of the year up at Clemson in their third baseman in the ACC, yet they're still the 12th seed in the tournament. We've talked so much about Mark Kingston and how he should go somewhere else. Yeah, shouldn't we be talking about Monty Lee a little bit here too? I mean, that would make a lot of sense, right? Just saying. A little bit of a silliness there. 803-978-1832, 803-978-1832. As we roll along here on the rundown. Oh, by the way, we will have a show tomorrow. Then I've got kids graduating from elementary school and middle school. So I will not be doing a show on Thursday or Friday. We are off on Monday. So the last show of the week is tomorrow. So we'll have a show tomorrow and then no show until Tuesday here on the rundown. So get your calls in now if you want to join the program. Who should be the college football commissioner? We've had several different folks that have come to the mix on that. For some reason, Steve Spurrier is my favorite. But I could see Mac Brown. I could see someone said it should be Strickland down at Florida just so they could get rid of him. That's kind of funny. We want to put someone there that actually wants to be there. Solich at Arkansas. Or excuse me, Solich from Oklahoma would be great. Does it have to be a coach? Does it have to be a player? I don't think it should be a university president. I think that would just be silly. Someone said Peyton Manning earlier. Now Papa B saying Archie Manning. Okay. Mark Keenum, Greg Byrne. Sorry. 803-978-1832. I'm going to read Big Barney Ross's comment because I think it's funny. He says, Fauci recommends stopping spread of monkeypox by covering eyes, ears, and mouth. So we're just going to run around with like a ski mask on. Like one of the with the horse blinders on it, by the way. That's kind of funny. JetMech says Tim Tebow. You know, Tim Tebow is literally with his ministries trying to save the planet. Does he want to save college football? Uncle Lou asked, does Rob get a 4-day weekend? Yeah, I'm taking a couple days. Got kids graduating, man. Can't miss that. Look, man, I got two daughters graduating. It is my job to keep them off the pole. Hopefully you'll understand that. All right, dad has to show up for graduation or, you know, 10 years from now, they'll be on a pole talking about it. And I don't want that. So there you go. Uncle Lou wants a powerlifting update. I've not been powerlifting lately. I've been doing my CrossFit training with my folks out at CrossFit Creed, man. That's why my hands are shredded. Captain Tripp says he votes for Lee Corso. You know, I think Lee Corso is at a point now where maybe 10 years ago that would have made sense. But not so much now. All right, 803-978-1832, 803-978-1832. JetMech says CFB is on the planet, so yes. Look, I mean, if you want to make an argument for Tim Tebow, you know, what do you have to have as far as education goes to be the commissioner there? The commissioner could be just someone that is well-respected, can walk into a room and get everyone's attention, but is smart enough to know, look, I've got to have smarter people around me. They're going to have a lot of attorneys, et cetera, because there's going to be people that are going to challenge them. And what our caller said earlier, yeah, do it by a year-by-year contract. That makes a ton of sense, because if we don't like what's happening, you can go away. Elijah says Johnny Manziel. Maybe we should get the guy from Tennessee with the big forehead. What's he doing now? We could pull him out of the hunting section at Walmart. He could be the commissioner, right? That'll work. Yeah, that's who should be the commissioner. Why not? Congrats on the graduates. Thank you, sir. this whole parenting thing's hard. Got to worry about too much. It's a mess. Papa B says, Tim Tebow is overseas doing circumcisions right now. That's not good. Elijah says the quarterback is at the quarterback with the big head from Tennessee is with the Browns now. Okay. Oh, by the way, you should be reading my blog page at Fox Sports Radio 1400. I posted a story this morning about Deshaun Watson. Tonight is the big night. Everything tomorrow, as we give you the headline that's going to be out there early, is going to be what these women say tonight on Real Sports with Bryant Gumbel. Yesterday, Watson's attorney, Rusty Harden, was on a podcast that I cannot remember the name of, but there are clips of it up on my blog page at foxsportsradio1400.com where Rusty Harden says, yes, Deshaun Watson slept with some of these women. Deshaun Watson also, by the way, said that at least one of these women said left after their massage with him and left in tears. How does that happen? Here's the other line that came from Rusty Harden, by the way. He said the NFL doesn't have the courage to come back with basically no punishment for Deshaun Watson because they can't prove anything. He used the word the NFL doesn't have the courage. Wipe your eyes for a second with that one. Rusty Harden doesn't give a damn, by the way. Or maybe he knows Deshaun Watson's going to do some time anyway, as far as he's going to be suspended, probably 8 games. And he's just giving the thumb into the eye to to old Roger Goodell. Just saying. What a mess that is. Go and check out those comments, including Rusty Harden basically giving the finger to the NFL. It's on Fox Sports Radio 1400.com. Keyword Rob up top. I cannot believe that you would come out and say that. And then literally said, yeah, Watson slept with three of the women. Are you out of your mind? I guess now knowing there aren't going to be any criminal charges, Watson's got to pay you anyway. Watson was interesting, though, in the contract that he got. The most that Cleveland can take away from him if he's suspended is $1 million of the $230 million he's guaranteed. So Watson's going to kick back tonight. He's going to watch, I'm sure, or someone will tell him about the stuff that's going on, and he's still counting the money. Still counting the money. But watch that tonight, because that's going to be across everyone's mind. I'll have some of that posted later on the blog page at FoxSportsRadio1400.com. All right, thanks to the folks that have joined us in the chat room today. You guys are awesome, as always. Don't forget, Lawton Swan of Clemson Sports Talk is next. He is the czar of Clemson Sports. It's not just about Clemson Sports with Lawton. I mean, he knows everything. Everyone loves Lawton's show. He wants to run for mayor. He really does. Anyway, don't forget to check out his show.
Stop looking at me, Swan.
He's on from 4 to 6. My name is Rob Sanders. We'll be back at it tomorrow. Fox Sports Radio 1400.